All right, here we go in 3, 2, and 1. Welcome back to CattleCon 2026, located in Nashville. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. We're going to talk a little risk management today and talk about how you're going to set your calves up for success. Dr. Elizabeth Blue joins us, and we are in the booth with the folks from Purina. So let's talk about those cow-calves. And really, I think setting a calf up for success has to start before that calf even hits the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. When we think about that calf's lifelong performance, it really does begin in utero in that cow. So we think about the first trimester, that's when placental development's going to occur. Second trimester, that's when the muscle cells are going to be developed. Third trimester is the final development of the lungs. And if you pick apart each one of those, does have added value for that calf, right? We want that calf to grow. We want to have as much muscle that it can have, because that's, as cow-calf producers, that's what you're selling is muscle. And then when we think about these cattle that are going to 1,700 pounds finishing weights, they got to be able to breathe. And so we really want to make sure that lung is set up for success, and it all happens before that calf hits the ground.
So what should we be doing to ensure that success?
Yeah. So the two things that I would really look at is cow body condition score. We want to keep that cow between a 5 and a 6 on a year-round basis so that she has what she needs for her and her calf. The other thing that I would really consider is making sure you have a good, complete mineral program that contains vitamins. Minerals control every biological function, and having a sound mineral program is going to help set that mom up so she can support her calf.
So you talk about, there's so many different minerals that are out there. How do you know you're getting the right one?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and one that we get quite often. And it really comes down to sources, okay? The other thing that comes down to is making sure they'll eat it. Because I can have the best formulated mineral on paper, but if the cattle does eat it, it has no value to the animal. So A, making sure that they can consume it, and they are consuming it on a daily basis, and then has the 14 required macro and micro minerals, as well as vitamins. And then look at sources. There are different characteristics of sources. Generally, oxides are the least bioavailable. And then when you get into your organic trace minerals, those are going to have the highest bioavailability. So really looking at what type of mineral source you have in that is going to help you out.
And that mineral program needs to continue post-calving.
It needs to happen 365 days a year. That calf and that cow have requirements every day, whether that be for hoof health, fetal development, appetite. Those all happen every day. So it needs to be out consistently, eat it every day, and so that it can support that cow.
And that in itself sets you up for success when you're looking at risk management and bringing profitability back to that beef operation.
Yeah, because from a health perspective, if mom has what she needs, she can support that calf in utero. And that has lifelong performance for that calf once it does hit the ground and into the feed yard. There's lots of data out there that would support that. So mom's mineral program is crucial.
Dr. Blue, I want to go back real quick to this mineral. Are we looking at loose mineral? Are we looking at the mineral that has the sweet molasses in it that every cow wants to eat? What are you suggesting? Or does it just depend on the operation?
Yeah, there's different varieties of mineral out there. There's loose, there's tub. And any of them will work. But at the end of the day, it's got to be one that they eat, okay, consistently, whether that be loose or tub. So any of them will work. You just got to make sure that you get one that fits your operation. Sometimes a tub would work better for you and your operation. Sometimes a loose is where you need to go.
So where does somebody need to go if they want to know more about what Purina has to offer to keep those cows and calves healthy?
Your biggest resource is going to be your local Purina dealer in your local area. Then if you have any other questions from there, you can visit PurinaMills.com and check out the cattle page.
All right. Thanks so much. Dr. Elizabeth Blue joining us here during CattleCon in the booth at Purina on the trade show floor. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.